Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
First this evening, preschool providers are threatening rolling closures in the coming weeks in protest over government funding for the sector, specifically in facilities offering only the Early Childcare Education Scheme, or the ECHE as it's called. Around 500 services were closed today, with management and staff staging protests outside Dáil Éireann and in towns and cities across the country as well. Minister for Children, Roderick O'Gorman, has appealed to them to withdraw the threat of a further closure in 2 weeks' time, describing today's action as unwarranted, his word, as he pointed to an unprecedented childcare budget from the government, including €259 million in core funding this year.
For ECC-only services, last year, between the higher capitation programme support payments, they would have gotten total €14 million. This year, through core funding, they'll be receiving €27 million, so a €13 million increase to the ECC-only services. So again, recognising the diversity of services in the country and looking to support all services, large and small.
That's Children's Minister Roderick O'Gorman speaking on RTÉ's Morning Ireland ahead of today's protests. Our reporter John Cook joins me from Ennis in County Clare. John, where I believe those comments from the Minister didn't go down very well at all.
No, Cormac, because after months of correspondence between Minister O'Gorman and representatives of the Federation of Early Childhood Education and Care, as well as a number of meetings, members I spoke to today accused the Minister of being disrespectful and disingenuous and said they wouldn't have closed their facilities, leaving thousands of children at home today, if it wasn't a real problem here in terms of funding for childcare facilities that only provide the two free preschool years for 3 to 5 year olds through the Early Childcare and Education Scheme. As around 100 ECCE staff from Clare and Limerick protested at the Daniel O'Connell Monument in Ennis today, I spoke to organiser Connie Hannan of Chockawalia, Nínara and Preschool in Ennis, and also Lorraine Toohey of St Paul's Montessori in Dura Doyle in Limerick.
We teach, we care, be fair.
I'm out here today, I suppose, representing all the preschools that are all over Limerick. And it's for one very simple reason. We are being totally reduced in capitation per child for our service. And we had originally been getting a higher fee of €82. We're now down to 69 with absolutely no justification. Everything that we got for having a degree has been reduced. Our payment support for doing administration has been reduced and removed from us. When you remove these, you also remove standards of quality and care and education.
Minister O'Gorman said your closures today and leaving children at home was unwarranted, it's disappointing. Specifically for ECCE, he spoke about increasing funding from €14 million up to €27 in this budget. What do you say to that?
The figures sound amazing. However, on the ground, they're not. For preschool-led services, for those standalone early childhood education services, we are struggling simply because you cannot keep going, you cannot fund staff, you cannot pay for your everyday expenses based on a lower capitation rate. So perhaps if there is an increase in funding and it comes per child, per head, given to the services, there is some hope that services will stay viable.
We teach, we care, be fair.
Connie Hannan, and I'm the owner of Chockawalia, Nínara and English Preschool in Ennis. I suppose when parents are paying fees and they can avail of core funding, parents are paying towards the full daycare, for instance. We are fully funded by the government. We cannot charge fees, obviously, because it's, you know, ECC.
It's
or whatever.
A free preschool
Absolutely,
year.
Absolutely, for 2 years.
Or two of them.
Yes. So basically, we cannot increase our income, other than, you know, whatever we get from the government. So if we're not getting the €76 we're asking for and we're getting 69 per child and our programme support payment has been taken away and the higher capitation, it's just not viable.
That's Connie Hannan of the Federation of Early Childhood Providers there. But John, a lot of parents, we're told, were left inconvenienced by today's protests and closures.
Yeah, that's right, Cormac. Many having to organise their own childcare or alternative childcare arrangements, some taking time off work, obviously, as well. Minister O'Gorman describing this as unfair for them and their children. But I met many of those parents and their children joining the childcare workers on the streets today, starting with Irene and her little boy, Jack. They attend the Little Scholars Creche and were keen to support the staff there.
Definitely. You know, they give so much to the kids and they learn so much there and they love it. You know, it's a great facility for them to have and it develops them and gets them ready for school. So my two definitely, they've really enjoyed it.
You want to see more funding for the sector, so.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, they definitely need it.
What about yourself? What's your name, please?
Yeah, my name is Sarah and my daughter Sadie is in the same play school. We just want to look after them and make sure they get the funding that they deserve.
Do you have a little girl that should have been in ECC?
In her first preschool year locally and she's getting on fantastic. We were told that they would have to close today and again in 2 weeks' time. For me as a primary school teacher, I actually teach an infant classroom, so I've had to take today off, so it has upset.
It was a huge inconvenience for lots of people's work, but are you're supportive of the protest by being
100%,
here?
100%. Like, you know what I mean? As a parent and as a teacher, 100% I would support it. I see the children coming in every year, and without those fundamental skills, what they're taught in the preschool, 2 years, we wouldn't be able to do our job then in the primary school.
The minister says there's lots of funding going towards it now, but childcare providers are saying it doesn't recognise their qualifications or encourage high standards. You would support
like
that?
My own preschool teacher here that my daughter is attending to, she has a degree herself. A level of a degree is very high. It's the same as what we have. So they need to be fully supported. It's unfair. So I 100% took the day off today to support them. Huge inconvenience for my own class, even as their teacher being gone for the day. But I know they wouldn't be on strike unless they 100% needed backup.
That's Niamh McNamara and other parents supporting today's childcare protests and calling for greater recognition for staff qualifications and conditions. That was the crux of her point, John, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it's something we hear a lot about, Cormac, and I found from visiting other childcare facilities and creches for drive time previously. Staff are now much more qualified, some with third level degrees, as you heard. Yet, as one told me today, many still feel like glorified babysitters due to pay and conditions, even though we were told they would increase on foot of the recent budget and have increased through the government's core funding support, which of course was linked to a freeze in childcare fees for parents. Well, for ECCE only providers, they don't have fees to increase to cover rising costs, they say. 80 providers have already closed their doors this year. So others don't know if they can continue or how long they can continue to operate for, as Siobhan Mulderig of Kids Haven Creche in Shannon explained.
We have given our wonderful staff a pay increase, which was well overdue. And the core funding is just covering that pay increase, nothing else. If there's no account taken for inflation, our ESB bill has doubled.
Can you keep going on current funding?
Not long term, no. I don't see it happening.
Can I speak to some of your staff? What's your situation?
I'm the Montessori teacher in Kids Haven in Shannon. It's just very hard to provide the service that we want to provide for our children when we're getting very little support.
The minister pledged in the budget that he would make childcare much more affordable for parents and a much more sustainable career option, a better standard of career for you and people working in the sector, has he?
No, not really, no. We're not really being paid for the amount of work that I see myself, my colleagues and other childcare providers, what they provide. They really go above and beyond.
Anyone else have an opinion on that? Is it a better job now? Have things improved?
Well, I love the job, but the circumstances of pay and funding is just not up to scratch. As a parent of two and someone who's working there, it just doesn't...
Doesn't pay the bills? Or
no.
What about yourself?
No, it's what we're here for is what we love. And thankfully now we've got the core funding. But after that, we're losing people. It's so hard to get any staff members to come in because anyone coming out of college is hoping, right now they're hoping core funding, so they're hoping, oh, I can get this money. But then there's a scratch. You have to have 3 years' experience. And that's hard because people are walking out because people have mortgages to pay. With the inflation, you have to walk out. You have to think of your own family.
Message to the minister today. Your sign says it fairly clear there. Will you read that out to me?
We love children. We love working with children. We value and respect children. So please start showing us some value and respect.
Woo. Yes. Woo. We only want what we deserve.
Well, there you go. Staff from Kids Haven Creche in Shannon ending John Cook's report there.